Okay, so we are recording, and for starters, will you state your name and your title?
Russ Donnell. I'm the Emergency Management Director for the Selene Marshall Emergency Management Agency.
Now, Russ, will you talk to me about this grant that you've received?
Yes, the Selene County Marshal applied for an EMPG grant through the state of Missouri to help finance the operations of the Emergency Management Agency.
And will you explain what EMPG means?
Emergency Management Performance Emergency Management Performance Grant. And it's awarded by the State Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, to help us, to assist us in the operation of our local entities.
And how much did you guys receive?
We received a matching grant for $6,002.46. It's a reimbursement grant. We have to spend the money, and then they reimburse half of it.
How do you plan to spend this money?
It has to be used on salaries. The only thing that it can be used on are salaries, the operation, and travel.
And do you know any specifics at this time?
Most of it is to get us. We started with the Emergency Management Agency this spring, so most of it is to get us up and get us running. We can't buy equipment, and equipment is anything that costs over $1,000. So we were able to purchase a computer, a printer, office supplies, and part of it's going towards my salary.
All right. Now, the $12,000 that you guys had to initially supply, did you have to do anything special to raise that, or did that come out of the general fund?
It came out of Marshall and Selene County General Fund.
Okay, but you didn't have to, like, work hard to raise these funds or anything. It was there.
No, and this would not have happened if it had not been for Sheriff Wally George. In order for me to do this, I had to have liability insurance, and Wally actually accepted the Emergency Management Agency and made it a new division at the Selene County Jail. And I am a deputy for Wally, and I work 2 days a couple days a week in that function. But if it hadn't been for Wally supplying me with the coverage, the insurance coverage, an office space, and a vehicle, this probably would not have become a reality.
That's fantastic. And will you explain for our listeners a little bit about what the Emergency Management Agency does?
The EMA plans for any type of disaster that can occur in a community, be they weather-related, such as tornadoes, something man-made, such as an ammonia leak, hazmat disaster. We've got the reenactment for the Battle of Marshall coming up. We've been involved in the planning of it. So we assist in planning for any type of event that was going to be a large number of people in the county or community.
All right. Well, Russ, do you have anything you'd like to add?
No, ma'am. But I will give you my number so you can get a hold of me without having to go through the Sheriff's Department.